MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts are always in stock. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and your collectibles. Dial the land of the toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. I don't always get her thought processes.
Oh, Betsy?
Yeah, sometimes
it's difficult. Yeah. First of all, she's a genius, seriously. She's a serious genius. And so she thinks about 25 times faster than the rest of us.
That could be really, really frustrating.
I have dealt with her for years and years. She is so brilliant that she's just all the time. I can't explain it. You'd have to be with her.
Yeah.
This is one of the greatest people I've ever known in my life, E. Betsy. She really is. I could tell you so many things. Listen, lots of people
Excuse me, it's Howie.
Yes, it is.
I forgot to shut this off.
He wouldn't call you during the show. You know,
yeah,
that.
He wouldn't.
Yeah,
he,
some of them do anyway, I know.
Well, no, it's a message.
So oh, it's a message, I see.
So he asks, are we out of paper towels? How do I know? I'm doing a radio show.
I get the same thing, Griff. My family forgets. So Eddie the Elk is on the chat board right now. And let me see what he is saying. What Eddie the Elk is saying. What do you folks do for your photo booth? Mine came with fabric, but it is wrinkled and a pain to get them out. I switched over to white poster board, but that gets dirty and cannot be cleaned. I get a lot of items with patina that cannot be cleaned because it will devalue the piece. I have to put it on the white background, and it makes it dirty, and I cannot clean it. Does anyone use something plastic that is able to be cleaned?
Well, I don't, but I can tell you what I do.
Okay.
So there's two things you can do. You can buy photo studio paper that you can then cut into the sizes that you need. And there's enough of it so that when it gets dirty, you just throw it away. You can also, one of the things that I've used with great success is, you know, have you ever seen those, you know what sticky notes are, right?
Right.
You know, what do they call them? What's the name?
Post-its.
Post-its. Well, they make these huge poster-sized post-its for like meetings when you want to like write down bullet items.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then you flip it over, you paste it up on a wall. You can get a pad of those. And I forget, there may be like 50 to a pad. And what's nice about them is that they usually fit really well. And because they have an adhesive strip on the top, you can use that inside your light cube as, you stick it up at the top. So for white, I've used those. You can buy vinyl. The problem with non-paper backgrounds is that unless they're guaranteed absolutely matte finish, especially the white, you're going to get reflection off the background, and it's going to annoy you, and it's going to be really hard to get rid of in photographs. That's why studios will use muslin, or they'll use paper. Muslin, I find wrinkles, and I don't like the weave that shows up in close-up. So I always use white paper. But look into those. You can go to, like, Staples or Office Depot or eBay, what am I thinking, and you can buy the large – huge post-it notes that are like poster size.
I think that Eddie the Elk can only listen to us a few more minutes today because he's on his way to buy a storage unit.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And Eddie, call us if you happen to buy it before the show is done at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock Pacific. If not, call us on Tuesday. Tell us what you bought. Take pictures. I'd like to see what it looks like, the one, if you buy any today.
Yeah.
You know, I watch that show, and I know it's a silly show. I watch Storage Wars. It's kind of silly. I know that. Okay, so you helped Eddie with the light box thing. The photo booth.
I hope. I mean, we don't know that for sure. We hope.
And we've talked about the haunted doll.
The haunted dolls, yeah. Which
okay, and will we ever be? I'm reading the chat board. Will we ever be allowed to add video to our listings? We can no longer put in a link to YouTube to show that an item is working. I think allowing us to put a short video would be great. That's erroneous,
not true.
Isn't it?
That's not true. You can put a link to YouTube.
Yeah, To show that your item is working, yes.
So let me direct you.
Okay.
So that if you just go to like eBay homepage, right? So let's just go to the eBay homepage.
Okay.
And then on the top, where it says your name and daily deals and gift cards and help and contact, click on help and contact and then type in links. And you'll see links policy. And it will show you, it gives you a lot of information. Just expand everything out. So the following links can be used as long as they follow the guidelines listed in our full policy below. Product videos, freight shipping services, and other legally required documentation. So if you open that up, it'll show you there's a whole section for product videos. And it says links to product videos are allowed as long as they follow these guidelines. You have to be the owner of the underlying rights, including intellectual property
rights. Of the video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or be authorized to distribute it by the owners of such rights. And for most sellers, that's fine. You just can't use another person, like another company's video. The video is specific to the product being sold. The video included in the listing must be either an embedded video that uses HTML5 while complying with eBay's active content requirements, or an external link directly to a video hosted on one of the following sites: YouTube, Vimeo, Brightcove, Ustream, Screencast, Kizowa, and Dailymotion. And the video must not violate eBay policy. So it shouldn't contain contact information, web address, adult content, links to prohibited items, payment services that are not accepted by eBay, malware or viruses or malicious scripts that redirect outside of eBay. But yeah, you can put a YouTube link. What happens, when you put the link in for YouTube and you follow the guidelines is, it looks like there's a player, and when you click it, the video will play. It's not quite the same as it used to be, but no, you can put the YouTube link in there. We encourage you to.
Another, person on the chat board
wanted
to ask Marcia Collier this question, but I'm wondering if you can answer this question. How do you suggest we handle stale listings? Listings older than a year with no watchers and very low views. What do you do, Griff?
Say that again.
How do you suggest we handle stale listings? Listings older than a year with no watchers and very low views.
Number one, check and see if anything similar or identical has sold recently. That may give you an idea of why yours isn't selling. It could be price. Consider revising or changing out the listing photos, the description, redoing the price, etc. But if it's still stale after you've made what you think are informed revisions to help get it sold, then liquidate it. Take it off eBay and redonate it and take the loss against your business and move on to the next item. Remember that inventory that sits there and doesn't sell is inventory that's costing you money, because inventory is only valuable to a business when it generates cash, and it only generates cash when it's selling. If it's just sitting on the shelf, that's like you have a shelf full of dollar bills. And they're just sitting there. They're not earning interest. And in fact, if it's most types of inventory, the value is going down. It's depreciating. So you're watching your value, the investment in your inventory go down as well. And in any field of investment, and your inventory is no different, what you would do is you would liquidate to get out of that investment, and what cash you get back to put into a new investment that hopefully will generate you money.
Now, there are
some. Does that make sense?
It makes great sense. And there are some items like Wheezy where you may want to leave up for years because there's somebody out there that wanted that stuffed weasel.
Yes.
There is somebody out there that wants a taxidermy stuffed weasel.
Well, I did.
Somebody did. They bought it.
But I didn't, but it was like,
I think she sold it for $200 and something.
Right. And so the problem was I was like those people who didn't register for eBay Open. I was procrastinating and I lost out. Now Wheezy is in another home and I'm heartbroken. I wake up every morning in tears thinking Wheezy could have lived here. Wheezy could have greeted me every morning from the side, my console table next to my bed with a, "Hello, Griff." But no, I didn't act fast enough. So I missed out.
I'm so sorry. So my point was, there are some things that maybe you're looking for that one buyer. So I would say something that would be sold for $200, you can keep up there and look for that one buyer, but what if something is $9.99 or $6 or, you know, I don't know.
Well, then it's probably just not worth it. So it's not worth trying. Not everything is going to sell. I mean, you know, there, at least not right away. There is a market for most everything, but, you know, don't take it personally if something that you went out and sourced isn't selling. The worst thing you could do is take it personally. It's an education. I mean, unless you made the item and painted it and did it, you know, it's something you created, in which case you might feel a little bad. But all you did is find it and purchase it and put it up for sale. If no one wants it, it's no real reflection on you. I mean, it happens. But be smart about it. If you're going to keep it up there forever, do so knowing that this is a long-term investment in which you might have made more money or made a smarter investment buying and selling something that moved faster. Because unless you're running a museum or a bookstore, because bookstores by their very nature are a very, 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 very long tail. Books can sit on the shelves for years, but that's the nature of that business. But obviously the person is asking the question, so they're not happy with the item that's not moving. And outside of making some changes to the item listing page itself, including price, the only other thing to do is to take it off of eBay and re-donate it and mark it as a loss against your business. You're allowed to do that. That's what every business does, big or small.
And keep on listing.
Yeah, keep
we
on.
We know that's important.
Right. Keep on keeping on. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value. Antiques and collectibles were awaiting your call. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Time to hit that estate sale, so we still have time to get to the thrift shops. Wait. Is that your computer?
Yes, of course it's my computer. How else am I going to be able to identify items and find out what they've been selling for? I sure hope there's Wi-Fi where we're going today.
OMG, look, as your eBay sourcing buddy, I've got to tell you, there's an app for that.
There is?
Absolutely. I use WorthPoint's mobile app to research items while I'm outsourcing. WorthPoint gives me 10 years of data, more than a billion images, along with how much each item sold for.
Wow.
WorthPoint's app also lets me save searches and make suggestions to help me find what I'm looking for. It even corrects my spelling.
So I don't need to bring my whole computer.
Of course not. Just get the WorthPoint app. It puts the power of WorthPoint at your fingertips, and it fits in your pocket. So do what I did. Sign up for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial at WorthPoint.com.
You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay, and ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's 6 plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy, too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 445.
You've got thousands of items listed, and you have to keep track of them. Stephanie France is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Everything Vintage Steph. She has this tip from managing that inventory.
Benjamin Franklin said, a place for everything and everything in its place. First, I'm going to start out at the very point that you obtain your inventory. Once I bring it in the house, it has 4 options. The best stuff goes on the eBay pile, and the next stuff goes into a bin for the flea market. And then there's things that are not fit for either of those places. I have a re-donate pile. Then there's a trash can, too, for something.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. It's Stars and Stripes Forever when you call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
And Griff, since it's Flag Day and all, we've got some free advice for a retail moment that could only happen in America.
What's that, dear?
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's time for this year's most star-spangled retail moment. The 4th of July is a stellar selling opportunity, and you don't have to be a Yankee Doodle Dandy to drum up some retail fireworks. Light up your store shelves by listing everything red, white, and blue, anything patriotic, and whatever you can put on sale, because 3/4 of all shoppers will be looking for a deal. Put Independence Day items in a dedicated store category, and use Promotions Manager and Promoted Listings to create marketing campaigns. Get the word out via social media and your store newsletter, too. Then watch your sales skyrocket.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
And that's how saluting the red, white, and blue can bring in the green. Hey, if you can't call in for whatever reason, maybe you're at your day job or out thrifting, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. Just click the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. If you're looking at the white screen, it's over to the right. And if you've got our little app, you know where it is. It just click
app
on the thing.
Your app.
Fill out the web form and hit the submit button. We can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we sure try to do our best. And we usually do respond. Also, to find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, go to ebayradio.com, then scroll down to the second discussion post. Griff, I swear to God, we've had that duck quack. Is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks in a row?
Yeah, nobody's called in.
Nobody could find that word.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And it's such an easy word.
I went and looked and I found it, and everyone knows I'm not special.
It was there, right?
Yeah. It was there. I saw it.
So did you get the studio all cleaned up because your boss is coming in?
Well, as much as I could. You know, I swept the floor with the broom thing, and, you know, I snack sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop it. And it gets on the floor, and it looks like a pigsty. So I've cleaned that up, and I washed off the tabletop, and I've, you know, arranged things. So I think we're okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We've got something adapted from the social media selling page at ebay.com/seller information.
Mm-hmm.
On page 11. I don't know if we have time to do it, but let's try.
You mean on the stuff that you sent over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on, because I got to thumb through it.
Okay. Page 11.
Wait, it's right here somewhere. Hold on.
Such good radio. I'm telling
okay,
you.
There
I could
it
win
is
an award for this radio. Okay.
Don't hold your breath. All right, here we are. We don't have time for this.
Well, let's do some of it.
Right.
Anything you can learn is important. Maybe we can finish it during the next hour. So go ahead.
Millions of people go to social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and blogs every day to interact with others who share their interests. Okay, so we'll talk to you next segment.
Come on.
When they see something they like or dislike, they share it instantly with friends who share it with more friends, making it a very fast way to communicate. Tapping into these powerful media to communicate with your customers and attract new buyers isn't difficult or costly. In fact, it's mostly free, but it does require some knowledge and planning. Here are some tips for putting the power of social media to work for your business.
Okay, the first one is evaluate the available tools before you start.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and blogs all have different attributes and audiences. So in a nutshell, Facebook is for staying in touch. Twitter is for breaking news. YouTube is for videos, and blogs are for telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
Explore each platform carefully before deciding where to start. Find out where your customers are. Look for groups within these channels that might be interested in your listings, like camera buffs or fashion mavens, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Read the second one, please.
genuinely contribute to the conversation. Consider your target audience and how you can build your relationship with them. Budget time for keeping your presence fresh. You need to create original posts at least several times a week and respond quickly to comments from your online friends and followers. And that's, if you're just posting and you're not engaging, then you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one's going to care.
Next, create a separate account for your business. Facebook mm-hmm. rules require you to create a separate fan page for your business. Post about your listings on your fan page instead of on your personal Facebook page. Plus, you know what, Griff? You'll look more professional.
Well, obviously.
What's the next one, Donna?
Start small. Smart stall. Start with one channel and build up your presence. Social media can be a valuable tool to enable online commerce, but it's important to focus on those activities that are most likely to provide a good return on your time investment.
And Griff just brought up a good point. Listen and engage. Take the time to listen to what your social media fans and followers are saying about you on social channels. Responding promptly and engagingly to your customers helps you take advantage of the power of social media to cultivate loyal customers.
Cross-promote your social media channels. Use them judiciously to cross-promote your content. For example, post your YouTube videos on your blog, post a Facebook update when you have a new blog post, and include the link. Consider linking your business Twitter handle to your Facebook fan page so that your tweets are also auto-posted to your Facebook page, reaching both audiences at the same time. But be selective. You don't want to duplicate... Oh, my. I'm sorry about that. It's a robocall, too. I shut it off. But be selective. You don't want to duplicate information on the same channel. Point your Twitter followers to your blog. You get the idea.
And don't expect instant results. It takes a while to build a presence on any social media channel. We did it, Griff. We finished it. Yay!
Even though we were interrupted by my phone. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Our lines are open, 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6bit software. 6bit helps you list items in less time. There's six ways 6bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endicia. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endicia.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.